So holding on the Rosh Mem Zayin Mem Beis at the bottom. So the Mor brought a Braisa, which said on the pasuk, "I'll call Nafshas Meis Lo Yavoi." So B'Kain Gadol, because he was another Kain Gadol. So the Braisa says, "What's it referring to?" It's referring to the Rechaykim. It's a Kavachem from Kain Head. So it has to be referring to the Krivim. So if so, Lavi Ulimai is an extra pasuk. So the Kain Hedjit is Matam Lekrevim. Kedusiv Lavi Ulimai Ulimai Lavi Tevel Lachiv Lachasab Besulah Lo Yitama. So all of those, so Kain Hedjit is allowed to be Matam Lekrevim. He just has to be Matam. So Kain Gadol Kabbalchem is also Terechaykim. The Kain Hedjit is Kabbalchem from Kain Hedjit to Kain Gadol. Tosfos is not really Kabbal Chaimer. It's he's included. He doesn't lose his status of a Kayan because he became a Kayan Gadol. So we know that he's also from Rechaykin. So the pasuk of Al Kamnafsha Meis Lo Yavoi has referring to the Krivim. So the Aviv Ulimay, the pasuk which says Aviv Ulimay Lo Yitam is extra to tell me that he's not Matama La Aviv, but he's Matama La Meis Mitzvah. Okay, so that's La'aviv. So what is La'imai? That's for Gzeira Shava. Just look by Nazir, Halacha is that he's also to Matama for Mace, but he's Mutter Matama for Nega and for Ziva.
For Nega and for?
Ziva, Zov. But Nega and Ziva Sam. So the Mor wants to know, the Rosh wants to know, why does Mor need a pasuk for that? I mean, the Isser is Mace. Why would I think that there's an Isser for Ziva or for Tzeras? It didn't say there's an Isser of Bimatama for Sheretz. How do I know it's about Bimatama and the Sheretz? Why are we specifically focusing on Tzeras and on Zav? Lahani Itzrich. These two I need a pasuk for. We know the Chazal make a drasha. It says by Mitzara says Loshon Basar Meis. There's an element of Misa involved in Tzeras. There's not a Havamina by Zov. It's not really a Havamina that I don't need a pasuk to tell me that he's Mutzer for Zov, because I wouldn't think he's Mutzer for Zov. But once it said Tzeras, it said Zov also. Because in some places, Ziva and Tzeras are similar, so over here we mentioned it together. So I know by Nozer. How do I know by Kain Gadol? Okay. So then the more said, I don't need to take Mima by Kain Gadol because I have a Kabbalah Chomer that I have from Kain Hedjit to Kain Gadol. So what's Ima for? To tell me to make it a Mufna for a Hekish for a Gzeira Shava, to tell me that he's Matama Vizivah. So the Kabbalah Chomer is Kain Hedjit Matama L'Ochiv L'Oviv. We know by Kain Hedjit it's Matama. He's Matama for Achiv Me'aviv. And the Afina, how do we know Achiv Me'aviv? Achva Achiv in the Yaakov. The Pasuk says Achiv by Kain Hedjit. It says Achiv Shnemosar Achim Anachnu. So it says by Ben Yaakov Achim. Just like a Hechlev. So when it should look over there, it's Achiv Me'aviv. Over here, the din of a Kohen Hedit, who's the Tamil Achiv, means Achiv Me'aviv. Kech Tefinon Le'inyan Yibum Be'yavamis. We have this trash in Yavamis, that the Mor said over there, that the din of Yibum only applies, being the second parak, the din of Yibum only applies to a brother from the father, not to a brother from the mother. if a man dies without children, so brothers does yibum only a brother if they share the same father. If they only share the same mother and not the same father, there's no din yibum. There's no din yibum. So over here also the din of tuma by a kohen hedyed to his brother is only to a brother which they share the father, not if they share a mother. So nimsa the diva mishpachas av and mishpachas zeh. That indicates to us that in general the relationship of av is given a preference than the relationship of aim. Therefore, the relationship of an av has a preference over the aim. If the Kohen Gadol cannot be metama for his aviv, you can keep in the Golik Kruah shein metama la'aviv kol shekein shein metama la'imoy. So the Kohen Gadol is not metama la'aviv, Kabbal Kerem is not metama la'imoy. So the imoy is extra. Okay, so it tells me that the Gzeirah Shavah to Nazir that there's no din, he doesn't have any sort of mitama for tzaras. Okay. Okay, so holding in the Gemara, about halfway down the page. So Mor says, this halacha of Meis Mitzvah, we have now an extra pasuk by Kohen Gadol. There's a din of the Kohen Gadol, the time of the Meis Mitzvah. How do you know that a Nazir, Mor pointed out, that a Nazir is the time of the Meis Mitzvah? Mor says, I need to know how we know that. So the Rosh is going to point out, I mean, we can use the Xavier Shabbat both ways. Now that we know that by Kohen Gadol, he's the time of the Meis Mitzvah, we can learn from Kohen Gadol to Nazir. The Mor wants to see if there's any pasuk explicitly in Nazir itself. Tosis, on the other hand, Tosis makes the question stronger. We have a rule that Gzeir Shabbat doesn't work the Mechsa. It means it has to work both directions. It's multi-directional. That's what Gzeir Shabbat. Gzeir Shabbat the Mechsa means it's multi-directional. It also means that you learn out whatever there is to learn out from A to B. Not just one point from the Gzeir Shabbat. It just isn't just for one halacha by A should be transferred to B, but all of the halachas are transferred to B. We had this discussion. There's a concept of don mino, and we know don mino lo kibasra. That when we transfer from A to B, do we say it's exactly the same by B as it is by A, or do we say we take it from A and then we put it into B and we integrate it with the lachos of B, that it should make sense with the lachos of B? So that's called don mino mino. You keep learning from A to B, or don mino lo kibasra. You learn it out, but then you apply it in its place where it makes sense in its place. But you learn everything. If it's multi-directional also, so over here, if you're learning from Nazir to Kohen Gadol, you also learn from Kohen Gadol to Nazir. So Tosfos says, so Tosfos introduces an interesting point. Let's see this Tosfos. Hakiger Sinan. So if you look two lines in, Nira Lemaraf, so the Rebbeinu Peretz says, Ilav de Nafkalon Meis Mitzvah Ben Nozer Ikarach Rino. The issue is like this. The Mor says, I have to find a pasuk by Nozer for Meis Mitzvah. Why? Because if there's no pasuk by Nozer for Meis Mitzvah, I have a pasuk by Kohen Gadol for Meis Mitzvah. I learned from the Gzeirah Shavah from Kohen Gadol to Nazir. Habamina the Kula Gzeirah Shavah the Imo Imo Asher LeMeis Mitzvah. I would say that's the purpose of the Gzeirah Shavah. But that which by Nazir, the halacha is that he's mutter for tzaras. I would not learn to Kohen Gadol. Avlenyan Melmutei Nigam Mizivosam. Bei Mekoyin Gadol, keeping the Mitzvah Iskish the Mace, we do have this hekesh of Mitzara and Lameis. Because the pasuk refers to by Miriam Altnos Hikames, letting her remain in Mitzara is letting her be a mace. So then, even though I felt my nozer that it's mutter to mitam of Mitzaras, I would not learn out the Kohen Gadol. I would not learn out. I have a Gzeirah Shava, and the Gzeirah Shava has to go both directions. And I'm learning out Heter of Mace Mitzvah from Kohen Gadol to Nazir. I will not learn the Heter from Nazir of Tzaras to Kohen Gadol. Why? I get a Gzeirah Shava. Even though I have a Gzeirah Shava, that a Gzeirah Shava should be Oikar Krah from the Pasha Pshat and the Pasik, that I don't do. And since the Torah describes Tzaras as Mace, the Torah writes by Kohen Gadol, by Kohen Hagid, he's also Lameis. It means he's also for Tzaras, because that's Pshat, the Pasik. So the Gzeirah Shava can't be Oikar that, unless the Gzeirah Shava has no other purpose. So then if I know the purpose, that's what it's there for. To tell me that that's over here, that's not what it means. So if the Gzeirah Shava is not teaching me anything from the Kohen Gadol to the Nazir, so what's it teaching me from Nazir to the Kohen Gadol? It's teaching me the Heter of Tzaras. But if there be any other way to use the Gzeirah Shava, I would not use it for the Heter of Tzaras. So I know Meis Mitzvah is Mutter my Nazir from somewhere else. So there's no need to learn out Nazir from Kohen Gadol. So what's the purpose of the Gzeirah Shava? To teach me from Nazir to Kohen Gadol the Heter of Tzaras. So that's important. You said that the Rebbeinu Peretz says that the Gzeirah Shava should be Urker Kram Mashma Usei. It should be Urker the Pasuk from Shat the Pasuk. What are we going to do if the Gzeirah Shava has no other function other than that? Okay. So the more Ashkan Kohen Gadol Nazir Minolot. So how do I know my Nazir explicitly by Nazir that there's a heter of Meis Mitzvah by Nazir? The Tanya. Chayimei Hazirei LaHashem. The Pasuk says, as long as he is a Nazir, al nefesh meish lo yavoy. Excuse me. Result of Gemara, it says nefesh meish lo yavoy. Shemeni afilu nefesh behema. So maybe this replies even to an avela, the form of tuma. Nefesh meish, nefesh meish is aser. So if it's just right nefesh, so there's Gersa which takes out the word meish. The Gra takes out the word meish. Al nefesh lo yavoy. So if it's just right nefesh, I would say even nefesh behema. It adds the word meish. So it's how the Kama the Brisa says from the word nefesh, we don't find that the Torah refers to a behemoth as mace. The stam mace of the Torah is referring to a person. So it says, if it just said nefesh, we find nefesh behemoth. But it said adds the word mace, so you know it's referring to a person. Rishmol Eimer. Shmuel says, "I don't sorry. I don't need this extra word mace to exclude behemoth. Because Reu Eimer on nefesh mace lo yavoy, the nafshar is hametames bebiya kasa medaber. So it do not come in. Tumah of Nevela is either by Maga or Masa. Just coming into the room is only applies to Nefesh of a person. So the Pasuk by that, since it says Lo Yavoy, I know it's referring to a person. Okay, that's the first half of the price. That's not really our discussion. Now, the Pasuk continues and says, Lo Aviv Ulimoy Lo Chiv Lachusar Lo Yitamah Lehem B'Maisam Lo Aviv Ulimoy. So what's that teach me? Eda Matame. Aba Matame hu lemeis mitzvah. So the Pasuk tells me, lo aviv elimoy by Nozer, to tell me that meis mitzvah is mutter. Ad shelo yomer, so the Brisa says, if it would not have said it, that's the time of the Mesa Mitzvah. This extra drosha teaching that it's the time of the Mesa Mitzvah. Yeshli Bedin, I can learn it from a Kalvah Karmer. So what do I need a pasuk for to have a Kalvah Karmer? Ma Kohen Gadol Shekedusha Asa Kedushas Olam. Metam of the Mesa Mitzvah. A Kohen Gadol, which his Kedusha is forever, the Torah permitted Mesa Mitzvah. Another shein kedushas or kedushas oilam ainon din shem etam la meis mitzvah. So what are you supposed for? I have a kavu chomer. It's obvious that a nazir, which is not as chomer as a kohen gadol, by the fact that his virtue of the fact that his tumah is not forever.
Just if it's not, the
Torah said by kohen gadol, which is more chomer. Meis mitzvah is mutter. So kavu chomer by nazir. Mor says no. Lo imamarta. Lo, not true. Imamarta mekaren gadol. Shkeinu maybe karmen al tumasoi. Terem a nazir should maybe karmen al tumasoi. In one sense, we find that a nazir is more chomer than karen gadol. Terem was matter mekaren gadol. Karen gadol is over the issur of tumah. It's over alav. He doesn't bring a korban. And those are over the issue of Tuma has to be a korban. So we see that the Torah deals with the Tuma's mace in Nazir more stringently than it deals with by Kohen. So if it's mutter by Kohen, doesn't mean it's mutter by Kohen Gadol, doesn't mean it's mutter by Nazir. Tuma Nazir, she may be karmen al tumasa. Ho, maybe karmen al tumasa. Lo yitam al mace mitzvah. So I would have argued that it doesn't have the heter that the Kohen Gadol has. And it can't be mitam al meis mitzvah. Tamar lomer loviv limoy lo yitamo. Of mitam al meis mitzvah. So the pasuk says loviv limoy lo yitamo. To tell me that it meis mitzvah is mut. So to brisa, or maybe pshat, maybe the limud is like this. Or ainu mitam al aviv limoy. Abam yitamo l'shar meisim. Maybe the pshat in the pasuk is to tell me that the iser is only kroivim b'rechaykim r'mutter. Amarta kalvu chomer. So for that I have a kalvu chomer. Ma kohen hagid shematama l'kroivim, ena matama l'shameisim. Nozer shena matama l'kroivim, ena din shel yitama l'shameisim. So in general we see the Torah deals with kroivim as more heter than iser. So if by Nazir, Krivim or Osir, Kabul Kharmer, Rechaikim, just like we see with Kohen Hagid, that Krivim or Mutter and Rechaikim or Osir. So there's no Havim in the Darsh on the Pasuk like that. So the Pasuk is to tell me, Heter Meis Mitzvah. Okay. Homatam Alaymer, Lavi Vilimboy, Lavi Vilimboy, Hudlo Yatama, Matama Hudla Meis Mitzvah. Okay. The Brisa continues, let's just let's do the Rosh until now. Ashken Kohen Gadol Nozem and Olam. Having Matsi Lameimer, Migzei Rishabah, the Imo Imoi. Al the Nicholei Lashkechei, the Gufei. So the Rosh does not give the Teretz that the Tosis gives. I'm not sure that the Rosh argues on the klal of the Rabbeinu Peretz, or he just holds that that which we call a mitzara, a mace, to the extent that it's called being archer the pasuk from its mashmos, Kabbalah doesn't hold up. So I'm not sure. The Talmud nefesh mace, the behemah lo ikri nefesh mace. The Torah refers to behemah's nefesh mace. Rabbi Shmuel said it says lo yavu benafshu sematamus bebia, which means ba'ayho. It's only by a person, not by an animal. Lo vi really moy ena matame abu matame hu lemeis mitzvah. Now, so the drush is from the pasuk says lo vi really moy lo chibalachu said lo yitamal lebemoisam. So we're darshing every one of those separately. Really said lo kolnafshu lemeis lo yavu. We know it's referring to
the Krovim, that even Krovim Ravasar, all four of those are extra. So right now we're darshaning La'aviv is aser, meis mitzvah mutter. La'imar really the more makes uses for the gzeirah shava. So the more is phrased La'aviv la'imar lo yitama matav meis mitzvah is incorrect. La'imar kedi nakte. The shirin le'ad kamam the gzeirah shava. It's just thrown into the mix of the gemara, lashon gemara, but it's lav dafka. It's really used for something else. So then the Bryce said, "Ashla Yomer, why did pasuk? Don't say the pasuk. Shitama lemeisim is a yesh to bedin. Even if it wouldn't say it, I would turn off Kamal Karmer from Kain Gadol, which is because Shasai is more chomer." Gemara says, maybe the pasuk is telling me. But the Bryce says, "May the pasuk see, please don't. I can't. I'm straining to talk. Please don't." Okay. Maybe it's telling me that he could be matam of the shar mason. I'm matam of the shar mason. Mishum the kseiv nezer and the kovah roisha. Okay. So the pasuk is stressing the reason why it's also because he has to be royal. He has an agent called Rosha. So maybe like this. So his relatives, where he's going to react sadness, pasuk says, no, stay away. Distant people, not related to him, he won't react with sadness. So maybe let him do the mitzvah, to his mace and taking care of the mace. It doesn't affect him. That's the Havamina. Amar de Kabbal Karmer, Ma Kain, Shmi Kain Hedit, Shematam al Kroivim, and Matam al Sharmesim. Haregila Hakosim, Shadinu Shitam al Kroivim, Yosim al Rechoikim. So the eager preference of the Torah is to take care of the Kroivim, not the Rechoikim. Ah, you have this logic. We can't just say a logic and say therefore the Torah is being matzah rechaykim. I'll be shed with time of the kroivim. So kroivim are also and rechaykim mutzah are based on a logic alone. That you can't do that. We see the Torah in general deals with the other way. Okay. Zotu Gemara. So I'm learning out. The Heter of Mesmitz. The worst is still. I can learn it out from a limud mamatzinu. I don't need the pasuk. Actually, yomer yeshli bedin. So, but bedin means something which is the word bedin just means it's correct to say it. It makes sense to say it. It's din. It's something which makes sense. It can be because of Kabbalah. Can be because of Mamatzinu. What's the Mamatzinu? Never call us Kohen Gadol. Never call us Benozer. The Torah says a language of Kol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavoy. Al Nevesh Meis Lo Yavoy. It says it in a very, very, very Kolistika sense, in a very, very broad sense, general sense. Never had to. And then there's an exception. Mal klolus and worse b'kain gadol, lovivein and matama b'matama the meisvitz. After saying nobody, but we learn out with meisvitz yes. So we understand that this phrase of nobody doesn't include meisvitz. So therefore, of klolus and worse b'nozer, lovivein and matama b'matama the meisvitz. Okay. So that would be a reason to ask, what do we need the pasuk for? I have a limud from a mamatzin. So Morris says, you know what? The truth is, that limud would not be effective because a clock or there will zoo. I could approach this differently. In this direction. Never call us B'Kayin Hadjit. Never call us B'Nazir. They were asking, what do you need Laviv lo Yitamah? Because I already know it says Al Nefesh Mesh lo Yavu. Well, it says the Kohen Hayyid also Al Nefesh Mesh lo Yavu. And it turns says Aviv is Mutter. So then, man of course, the worst Kohen Hayyid Mitamah lo Aviv. Of course, the worst Benoz Mitamah lo Aviv. So Tamah lo Mer lo Aviv really more lo Yitamah. So now I need the Pasuk of lo Aviv really more lo Yitamah. It's not extra. Okay. But the price it says, "Hola meis mitzvah mitame." And more so, what do you mean? Homie boy, lay learner, shame and time love you. You just told me a second ago that I need. The price it says, "Oh, now we know meis mitzvah mutzer." If Aviv is extra, then I say, okay, what's it telling me? The father not, me says, yeah. But you just told me a good argument that there's not extra at all. I should learn from current Hedget that Aviv is mutter. So you're supposed to tell me Aviv is also. El Aviv, learn Mashiach time of love. No, so you're right. The Peshat and the Brayis is like this. Possible Aviv, learn your time to tell me it's Haka Osir. Because otherwise I would learn from current Hedget that is mutter. The pasuk says, "Lo aviv limoy lo chiv alachusir lo yitamo." Limoy is for gzeir shav. Lo aviv is telling me that the aviv is far is also then kamachemer imoy and achiv and achusir. What's lo achiv for? Lo achiv in a matame. How the basis of matame? Well, imoy is gzeir shav. So we know aviv is telling me that there's an issur by aviv. Imoy is for gzeir shav. Lo achiv is extra. Tell me that mesitz is mutter. What about lachusir? Believe that for tomorrow. Okay.